Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. It seems like 525,600 minutes since we were last together.
Has it been that long? I was going to send my understudy this week, but I decided I'd show up again myself.
Well, last week you left us with a challenge about Broadway musicals.
Yes, I said think of two Broadway musical titles that each have four letters. Rearrange those eight letters to spell a two-word phrase, four letters in each word, that names something that an indoor performance wouldn't need. What are the musicals and what is the thing?
Well, luckily it wasn't curtains for me. I started with the musicals Rent and Aida, rearranged, and was left with a rain date.
Correct. All right, Ian, we're going to do a magic trick this week. I'm going to have you shuffle my deck here and maybe pick a card by the end of the show and figure out what it is.
Okay. Right. I have my card.
All right, Ian, on October 19th, 2003, magician David Blaine emerged from a glass box suspended over the south bank of the Thames River, completing a 44-day fast inside the box. Inspired by that feat, this week's quiz is about magicians.
Okay, I'll do my best.
All right, nothing up my sleeve here. First question. In the collection of the American Museum of Magic are the milk can and the wooden crate, called the overboard box, used by what magician as part of his famous escape acts?
Harry Houdini.
The great Harry Houdini is correct. In 1972, James Randi accused self-proclaimed psychic Uri Geller of being a fraud. Geller was famous for claiming to perform what cutlery-related feat using his mind?
I don't know what he did.
Uri Geller is famous for spoon bending.
Ah.
Magicians Penn and Teller appeared on a 2004 episode of what long-running drama, performing a controversial magic trick at Zoe Bartlett's birthday party? The magic trick was performed in one of the rooms of the White House, if that helps.
Oh, the West Wing.
The West Wing,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, President Bartlett.
President Bartlett is correct. Yeah, the magic trick involved the Bill of Rights and burning a flag.
Cool. I'm glad it was that one, because I don't think we can say the name of their show.
It's one of the seven myth-debunking show titles you can't say on the radio. In a 1986 TV special, magician David Copperfield performed an illusion in which he appeared to walk through a section of what landmark?
Was it the Great Wall?
The Great Wall of China, yes. And contrary to popular belief, you couldn't see his magic trick from space. And finally, Fischbacher and Horn are the last names of what magicians, whose Las Vegas act ended in 2003 when one of them was bitten on stage by one of their trademark white tigers.
Siegfried and Roy?
Yes. Well, no sleight of brain on this week's show. Ian went 4 for 5 this week. He's going to go practice with his spoons between weeks here. And speaking of numbers, what number am I thinking of? Write to us, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, the extra credit questions, or the weekly challenge, which Mike is about to pull out of his hat.
Start with the phrase escape artist. Change one letter to a K, then rearrange the letters to spell 3 four-letter words that each name something an escape artist might try to get out of. What are they? As a hint, one of them is a plural noun and the other two are singular.
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.
All right, Ian, is your card the 6 of clubs?
No.
The 3 of spades?
No.
The king of hearts?
No.
The 8 of diamonds?
Still no.